Okay, I've done a practice reading of the first Taiwan Perspectives file. So you notice, for one thing, the title here, I'm just reading as Taiwan Perspectives, Lessons About Sovereignty. But when we put that on YouTube, then we have to, you know, put the number one in there, because I have three videos, Taiwan Perspectives 1, Taiwan Perspectives 2, Taiwan Perspectives 3. But then, you know, when we're reading it as the title, you don't have to read the number. Now, I've got a block of text here which says, it begins with, in essence, sovereignty is self-determination or self-government, blah, blah, blah. Okay, now later, that's the content of that is all red. I have a file here called jurisdiction underscore sovereignty 1 dash screen. And the yellow part is the part that'll appear on the screen. Now, you know, everything pretty much is red, but the yellow part appears on the screen. Or there are some places where I've added the word screen, and then the yellow is what appears on the screen. Now, those, of course, are just for the screen. It's not red. So you can see what's going on by looking at my script and then listening to my actual reading of the file, which is turns out to be a bit over 7 minutes. So that's the length I came up with. And of course, you have an opening, you know, title sequence maybe, and then you have some other things in there where you have some pictures and things, and you're, you know, spending a little more time or something, whatever, you know, however you think is suitable. And again, my reading of the file is not designed to say, oh, you take this and make this as your voiceover. It's not for that. It's just give you a general idea of how to read the file, and then if there are any unusual words or something, maybe you can sort of see how I'm dealing with those, or even, you know, the structure of this file as I've got it laid out. So as I mentioned there, I have this block of text at the beginning, and then later in the file down here, the block of text comes out again, and it's put on the screen. But notice the second time there, when I put this on the screen, I only read the clarifications paragraph. Okay? The second time when that comes on the screen, I'm only reading the clarifications paragraph, because, you know, the rest of it we read before. And then there you can see at the end we have the verb seed being shown on the screen. And then, you know, please watch part two of this series. Something like that. So, you know, generally, the words that are going on screen, okay, when do they go on screen? Well, as soon as they start talking about those items, you know, they should go on screen. As soon as they start talking about those things, and when you're moving on to the next paragraph, if it's not, you know, continuing to discuss that, then those pieces of text just sort of fade out, you know. So some of them will be on longer for a time. I mean, this thing like down here, I have preliminary summary, you know, maybe that's only on the screen for a very short, you know, amount of time. But basically, I mean, you can see that, you know, if I'm talking about, like here, I'm talking about, you know, Iraq invading Kuwait and then annexing it as the 19th province. So, I mean, that sentence will be on there all the way down to, you know, when you're coming up with the next sentence, which is Iraq's jurisdiction over Kuwait is now recognized as sovereignty. You know, so you can see how to, you can sort of move the first sentence up. You know, if these two pieces of text put on the screen are, you know, somewhat related, I mean, you can move one of them up and then put the second one on there, you know, if they're still logically related there. And then, you know, as we move on to discussion of something else, you can sort of, you know, dissolve those out and put other things on the screen. Also, I mean, the issue of whether you want to put these items on the screen, if you want to roll them up from the bottom, or you just have them want to appear, you know, on the screen, sort of slowly, sort of, you know, come into focus. So, well, you know, you decide whatever you think is suitable. Okay, so these are just some of my comments regarding the voiceover for the first Taiwan Perspectives video, and also the placement of various items, textual items, on the screen of the video itself. So, thank you.